Coming up here as part of our WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading in uncertain times. And we'll have State Senator Brian Buchanan coming up here at 9 o'clock. As we say good morning to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well today. Thank you for making yourself available this morning. What's the latest we need to know, Mayor?
Well, a lot of what's going on right now is trying to make decisions on what we're going to do with events for the rest of the summer. We're trying to be very careful in making these decisions because we know it's going to have a big effect on people. This afternoon, we're going to meet the Board of Works, and we're going to reject the bids for the Aquatic Center. That was upon the recommendation of the City Council. We're going to talk about the golf course and how we're going to move forward on it, if it's going to have any changes or if we're going to continue the way that we have been going. And then, of course, the big thing is the 4th of July. So we're going to have discussion on that, on which way we're going to go.
Judy, what's your thoughts? I'm sure everything still is not going to just carry on another 2 weeks and everything's closed till May 1st. But what is your thoughts on reopening?
I think it's going to have to be a slow process. It's not something we're just going to turn around and everything's going to be open and back to normal. I think we're still going to have to continue being very cautious. And I know that right now we're looking at some of the events being canceled, so we don't have large congregations of people, because we think that's another thing that's going to be really important. But I do think that we are going to have to continue with, like, the sanitizing, the mask, that type of thing. And I think that's going to go on for probably at least a few months.
Now, the thing of it is, we talked about this the other night at the meeting. You guys got a tax draw coming here soon. But the problem is, I'm sure, and I think you probably realize this too, that you're not going to get a full tax draw when it comes July.
Exactly. And that is going to have an impact on our revenues, definitely. So we have asked the department heads to be very cautious, to only buy essential items at this time, just to make sure that we can keep our city general where it needs to be. I'm hoping that we can get a tax draw at least in advance in early May, so that will help us get through. But I'm not sure exactly the impact, but it could possibly be up to just maybe a 70% draw at this time.
And, I know the schools usually have the situation where they only get, X amount of theirs. But now you guys have been put in that situation where you just don't know exactly what you're going to get.
Exactly. We really don't know at this time. And it's my understanding that they'll go ahead and do a final settlement, as they usually do after the May 10th. Well, I think it's actually the 15th this year, that they'll go ahead and do a final and disperse that. And then any after that, I guess we'll have to talk about, whether it'll come in the December draw or whether we could get an advance on it.
Everybody's kind of talking about a quote-unquote soft opening, unquote. In your mind, if we do that, what in your mind is a soft opening?
Okay, like what I said before, I think that we're still going to have to be very cautious. I think we're going to have to limit the size of crowds. Probably major events are going to have to be canceled. I still think people are going to have to be very cautious when they're out in public. Still like to see them keep that 6-foot distance between them and others. I would recommend that they continue to wear their masks, that they continue to use, the hand sanitizers, and that the businesses continue to sanitize their businesses as they are right now.
How do you think we are doing overall as a town from the business standpoint and also from the personal standpoint?
As far as following the rules,
How are we handling this?
I think it's going really well. I think people are understanding the importance of this. And when I'm out in public, I have my mask on. I go out and I see people keeping their distance, other people with masks on. So I think they are seeing the importance of this. As far as businesses, they're taking precautions as well. I can see them as they're cleaning. They're doing things. They have the floors marked for people to stand distance when they're at checkouts. I see that people are really taking a good warning to this.
What do you think? Deadline. But then again, you almost kind of have to have an idea by a certain time what you're going to do with certain things, don't you?
Yes, we do. And like I said, I think today, the 4th of July is going to come up. Now, whether or not a decision will be made, I'm not sure, but the Board of Works is definitely going to discuss that, because you get into the planning stages of things, and that takes time. It's not something you can just put together in a couple of days, so you have to make the decision now as you're working towards that day.
You know,
but I think...
Oh, go ahead.
But I think that, you know, we're all looking into making the best decision, and I know not everybody's going to probably agree with us, but those are tough decisions that have to be made, and first and foremost is the safety and health of our community.
You know, to me, the 4th of July is in conjunction with the Clinton County Fair and the Hot Dog Festival. Would you kind of concur with that? They're kind of the same thing in a lot of ways.
Probably in a lot of ways. And I don't think that the county has made any decisions yet
on the
county fair. No, and also I don't think anything definite has been decided on the Hot Dog Festival at this time. I think it's something that, you know, everybody's looking at, making the best decisions, and we'll just have to see from there.
Okay. Are we missing anything? Or Kevin, you want to add anything?
Yeah, Judy, I just wanted to let you know that Russ, Casper, and I have talked, and just to let you know, you could put it in the Board of Works this afternoon, that WILO will do anything we can to be available and try to connect with the community during the fireworks display if we can't all congregate over there. So know that you can use us as needed, and, of course, we've been a big part of that for several years, too, so...
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. During these tough times, it's really good to see the community stepping forward, and I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your leadership, too, Mayor, and thank you for making yourself available today.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Judy. Take good care of yourself.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right.